Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Jericho this week became a two-time Ring of Honor world champion, and a lot of people are very upset about it. Quite frankly, I dare say they're pretty pissed off about it. Me? Not so much. But then again, some people say it's easy for me to say that I'm not upset about it because I'm a lifelong fan of Chris Jericho. Which is true. Okay. I understand why a lot of people are upset about Chris Jericho becoming a two-time Ring of Honor World Champion. I mean, as a matter of fact, people are upset that Chris Jericho is still wrestling and still getting a significant amount of time on television. It seems to me that people just don't like Chris Jericho, or they just don't want to see him anymore. Okay. Listen, Chris Jericho is still on a mission. He's still proving that he's got a lot to offer for the professional wrestling business, meaning he can still perform, and he can still, you know, again, do a lot to help impact and build AEW. Let's not forget, he's been with the company since the beginning. As a matter of fact, he's the inaugural AEW World Champion, which, you know, that upset a lot of people as well. You know, some people just say that the man, you know, did, you know, politicking. But I'm not going to get into that stuff because, again, I've appreciated what Jericho has done. But, okay. To get to the point, did Jericho need to become the Ring of Honor World Champion? I mean, no. But based on my assumption of how things are being planned out, maybe it would be why they put the belt back on him. We'll get to that. Now, I did some research, and apparently, from what I understand, I mean, according to what Dave Meltzer said recently on the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Meltzer says that he believes that they're working on a Ring of Honor television deal. Now, I'm not exactly sure what to make of it, but I think we recently learned that Tony Khan actually, because as a matter of fact, AEW recently, as this source says, re-upped a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, which would ensure that the likes of Dynamite and AEW Collision would remain on TNT and TBS. But apparently Ring of Honor was not part of that agreement. So based on what I've researched so far as a television deal goes for Dynamite and Collision, that's been taken care of. But Tony Khan needs to secure a deal for Ring of Honor. And from what I'm told, Ring of Honor has been doing very, very poorly as far as TV ratings. And some would say it's because they don't have a television deal. I mean, I don't know. I mean, AEW ratings have actually gone down significantly as of late, which is very, very unfortunate. You know, for me, for somebody that really is against the tribalism of professional wrestling, as somebody that wants nothing but wrestling to succeed, meaning I want all promotions to succeed, WWE, AEW, Ring of Honor, TNA Wrestling, the NWA, Major League Wrestling, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, What I'm saying is things have been going bad for AEW and Ring of Honor, and a lot of wrestling fans have been taking they've been taking pleasure in that, honestly. So I'm not sure exactly as far as a television deal goes for Ring of Honor. I mean, some would say, okay, fine, but it wasn't necessary to put the belt on Chris Jericho, which is obviously very, very debatable. I mean, because if you think about it, I mean, did they have to put the belt on Jericho to help secure a television deal for Ring of Honor? I mean, probably not, but I mean, I don't know. But again, we'll get to my assumption in a little bit, but I'll tell y'all, when Chris Jericho became champion, I mean, fans were just popping off on Twitter. I mean, going as far as to body shaming the guy. I mean, look, I get it. A lot of people are tired of seeing Jericho. A lot of people obviously don't like him. And look, for me, okay. Clearly, Chris Jericho is not the guy he used to be. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not that fantastic Lionheart character we saw in the 90s. You know, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, the Painmaker. You know, everything, all the gimmicks that the man's presented over his 30-plus career. I mean, Jericho's matches, I mean, everybody's been shitting all over Jericho and his matches as of late. I'll be honest, his match is not the best, but certainly not the worst. But again, of course, everybody's going to say, it's easy for me to say because Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, loves Jericho. He's not going to criticize the guy. Okay, fine. If you want to think that, then fine. Okay, I don't care. But I'm just being honest. Okay, a lot of people have been busy, you know, pissing all over Jericho in his matches. But, you know, honestly, for me, as far as a thing like that goes, I feel like I wish the storylines would be better. But considering where Jericho is at this point of his career, you know, the whole thing with the Learning Tree, with Brian Keith and Big Bill, I mean, Jericho's obviously in a position to where he's helping out young talent. I mean, that feud with Hook and the FTW Championship, I mean, a lot of people were unhappy about that, especially when Jericho won the title, but then eventually dropped it back to Hook. So Jericho is working on getting other wrestlers over, but he's still, you know, looking to make an impact in the business because he's certainly capable of doing it. Now, Jericho's under contract with a company, so he's obviously, his intention is to honor his commitments. But, you know, at the same time, again, I understand that people are upset about him becoming the Ring of Honor World Champion again, but as we get to my assumption, okay, Mark Briscoe losing the belt obviously made a lot of people mad, especially, you know, it was a ladder match, and especially the finish of the match, you know, obviously Jericho being helped, I mean, with it, because, you know, again, that's usually how a heel becomes a champion. He does it, you know, with assistance, but, you know, then again, it was a ladder match, so it's usually how it goes, whoop-de-doo. But as far as I'm concerned, I mean, him dropping the belt to Mark Briscoe certainly was unexpected. But now that we're really kind of getting to it, I really honestly do believe that Jericho will drop the belt back to Mark Briscoe. So as soon after Jericho won the belt, who came out? Tomohiro Ishii. Tomohiro Ishii of New Japan Pro Wrestling is somebody that Chris Jericho is very, very familiar with. These two actually feuded back in the fall of 2022 when Jericho was in his first reign of Ring of Honor World Champion. So my guess is that during this time, so Jericho's obviously going to be champion for a short time. I would say probably, not longer than 91 days. I would probably say his reign is probably going to last between 70 to 91 days. I'm not sure. If I were to take a wild guess, I think at the Ring of Honor final battle, which is supposed to take place in December, although it's been unconfirmed, my guess would be that, you know, he would drop the belt back to Mark Briscoe at the Ring of Honor final battle. But again, so during that time, I mean, the AEW pay-per-view in December, on the 20th of December, is AEW World's End, which will take place in Orlando, Florida. Some would say maybe it'll be there, but if he's going to drop the Ring of Honor title, it might as well be at the Ring of Honor final battle. So during that time, I'd imagine he's obviously now going to feud with Tomohiro Ishii once again. I'd imagine he's going to defend the title against Ishii. I mean, Jericho's probably very likely going to defend the title several times and then basically put Mark Briscoe over and drop the belt to him because, you know, Mark Briscoe, they're going to have to build that as well. But as far as Mark Briscoe goes, I'm not entirely sure where he would go from here. But again, I'm pretty sure that they're obviously gonna put the belt back on him. Now, It does. This particular WrestlingInc.com basically is saying the same thing I'm saying, that although they're saying that Meltzer and his co-host Brian Alvarez said that it's possible that Khan would actually have the rematch between the two at the Ring of Honor final battle, and basically Briscoe would actually get the belt back, but they also got to work on it. So, I mean, I don't know. I think because at this point, I mean, I'm really conflicted as to why Briscoe dropped the belt in the first place. But of course, you know, all those people that don't like Jericho are just going to point out that Jericho used his influence and resorted to backstage politics to have the belt put on him. I mean, again, you know, I can't get too deep into that. But, you know, some people say that that's obvious that what Jericho did. But you know, this is what gets me a lot of heat, okay? Because, you know, I still insist that Jericho is of good use to the company. Okay, obviously he can't wrestle the way he used to. I mean, the dude is in his mid-50s now. I mean, he's not the 90s Jericho. He's not the... We don't see that 90s Lionheart anymore. We don't see, you know, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla that we saw in the WWF/WWE. But, you know, and again, you know, people have been taking a lot of pride and pleasure in body-shaming Chris Jericho, which, to be honest with you, I don't know why people take pride in that. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, body-shaming somebody is honestly a dumb thing to do, especially when you're hiding behind a nameless, faceless computer screen. But I mean, obviously, Jericho clearly, I mean, some would say the dude's out of shape, but, you know, again, people think what they want, but obviously, I fully accepted the fact that Jericho can't work as good as he used to, but I still think he can work to an effective level. But again, you know, as my friend Ricky, the Master of Mayhem, said on the last show, even though Ricky took a shot at Jericho based on Jericho's body, but you know, at the same time, I mean, Ricky said, you know, aside from that, that the problem is that it's the storylines are an issue. But you know, storylines have been an issue with AEW, you know, for a very, very long time, and you know, quite frankly, obviously since the very beginning. But my friend Ricky, I wanted him on this episode, but he did say that he feels that Jericho, as a competitor, needs to stop. I mean, once Jericho obviously stops performing as a competitor, Jericho will obviously continue because Jericho can teach. A lot of the young wrestlers teach him with the promos, and obviously Jericho is obviously going to have, you know, probably have a huge role in creative and the booking and everything. I mean, who knows? But yeah, I would say 90% of fans really believe that Jericho needs to stop wrestling. But I would say for me, well, because if he's still under a contract that basically includes commitments to working in the ring, then obviously Jericho is going to have to honor that. But I mean, I don't know what Jericho's contractual status is with the company or the supposed requirements and whatever that are in that contract that he signed. But honestly, I'm just trying to make the argument that Jericho is doing his best to honor the contractual obligations that he agreed to. And Jericho, again, has been a huge part of AEW since the beginning, and he's been fully committed, you know, to helping build the brand and grow the brand. But again, I mean, there's been some struggles, but I mean, I don't know. But overall, I'm not upset about the belt being put back on Jericho. Do I agree with this decision? I mean, honestly, no, I don't, because again, Jericho is at the point of his career to where he's obviously helping and mentoring and teaching other talents as well as putting talent over. And again, you know, we saw from that with Hook. So, you know, he took the belt from Hook and then dropped the belt back to him and put Hook over as well. So clearly, I believe that the same thing's going to happen with Mark Briscoe, that when the time is right, Jericho is going to drop the belt back to Briscoe and get Briscoe over even better. So, I mean, who knows? So right now, honestly, we don't even know if Mark Briscoe is going to be the one that Jericho drops the belt to. I mean, you know, last time Jericho won the title when he beat Claudio for it. Obviously, beat Claudio after a low blow. You know, Jericho was a heel at the time. The Jericho Appreciation Society. Jericho held the belt. This time, I remember the little thing, the Ocho. So I guess he was the Ocho when in his last Ring of Honor World Title reign. So I guess now he's El Nueve. Le numéro neuf. Not sure what language Jericho would utilize in this one, but again, what I'm saying, you know, basically we've seen how Jericho, you know, like that as champion. I mean, took the belt off Claudio and then dropped the belt back to Claudio, you know, 80 days later, and then you know, again, you know, same thing with the FTW title with Hook. So, I mean, now that the FTW Championship is, if I remember correctly, I think now it's actually been retired again. So I've not, not been paying too much attention to, as far as that goes. But yeah, the title was actually retired back in September. Yeah, of course, you know, Hulk was the record three time FTW champion and was the final champion. So. Yeah, it actually was deactivated a month after he won the title again, and, you know, he won the title again, you know, at All in London, England, so, yeah. So, you know, and of course, you know, the stipulation in that match, it was an FTW Rules Last Chance match, and if had Hook lost that match, he never would have been able to challenge for the title again as long as Jericho was champion, so. And Hook announced the retirement of the FTW Championship after he successfully defended it against Roderick Strong, so, kind of got off topic a little bit, but again, as we know, when Jericho was in his first title reign, you know, he did end up dropping the belt back to Claudio. And again, the same thing with Hook, took the FTW title, dropped it to him. So I think Jericho's going to do the same thing with Mark Briscoe. Or if it's not Mark Briscoe, then, you know, whoever's the next guy, you know, they feel like should be the Ring of Honor World Champion again. You know, that should be it. Now, if it was Eddie Kingston, I guess that would be cool. But Eddie Kingston, I don't see him returning to wrestling at all this year. I mean, he's obviously still recovering, but obviously, when Eddie Kingston comes back, I want to see him be built up to be put back in the world title picture. But I'm really convinced that Jericho is gonna drop the belt back to Mark Briscoe at the Ring of Honor at the next Ring of Honor pay per view, the final battle. So yeah. But at the same time, you know, going back to what we said at the beginning, that you know how Meltzer said with Dave Meltzer's explanation for why Jericho became champion, he said, and I quote, "I think that if they are working on a Ring of Honor television deal, then it probably is beneficial for them to be champion to try and close that deal," unquote. So, again, yeah, there's confirmation that Tony Khan is in the process of securing attempting to secure a television deal for the Ring of Honor brand. And once again, a reminder that AEW recently was able to re-up the deal with Warner Brothers Discovery, which would ensure Dynamite and Collision remain on TNT and TBS. So, yeah, so Ring of Honor didn't get a television deal, but Ring of Honor desperately needs one. So, yeah, but again, going back to it, I mean, was putting the belt on Jericho necessary for that to make it happen? I mean, right now I say no, but if a television deal is apparently, you know, brought soon, then okay, fine. But I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I don't expect Jericho to be champion for a long time. And honestly, you know, Jericho really doesn't need a belt at this point. But, you know, I guess if storylines suggest otherwise or whatever, then if it's good for business, then fine. But again, I mean, Jericho, again, at this point, you know, 30 plus years in his career, you know, he's done everything he could possibly do. He's succeeded in every single promotion that he's gone to, you know, from, you know, WCW, Japan, Mexico, you know, he was working in Canada, working in, yeah, again, everywhere, WWE, everywhere. So Jericho really, his legacy, I mean, some would say, I'm kind of like getting a little mixed up a little bit going back, but again, yeah, he doesn't need to actually wrestle full time. I mean, some people say he shouldn't wrestle at all. I mean, some people even just say the man should just retire, but honestly, I'm just one of the very few out there, if not the only one, that actually still says that Jericho should wrestle occasionally. But, you know, but people are just basically sick and tired that they're sick and tired of having the guy, you know, being shoved down their throat. But then again, everybody just loves to hate on the guy. But, you know, I still think Chris Jericho is doing a service for professional wrestling. But as far as having the belt put back on him, I mean, that's what people would ask. I mean, why is it necessary for that? But, you know, like I said, I mean, Jericho didn't need to have the belt put on him, but I mean, I don't know. But of course, you know, once again, people are going to, you know, bring up the fact that Jericho politicked to make it happen. You know, for me, you know, everybody knows I love Jericho. So, you know, I feel like, you know, Jericho is obviously doing what's best for business. But again, remind everybody that, you know, what Jericho did in this last couple of reigns, you know, eventually dropped the title back and wasn't champion for a long time. So I think Jericho is going to do the right thing because he's basically been doing the right thing for, you know, most of the time here in AEW. So that's that. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me know if for those of you watching on YouTube or if you're listening on Spotify on your mobile phone, let me know in the comments what you think about this. Are you happy or angry about Jericho becoming a two-time Ring of Honor World Champion? Why or why not? Do you expect him to drop the belt back to Mark Briscoe at the next Ring of Honor pay-per-view? What do you think about Jericho at this point of his career? Should the guy keep going? Do you think he should retire? Why or why not? What have you got to say? Just let me know. I'm always curious to know what you have to say. But one more time, I think Jericho still wrestling is not a bad thing. Did he need to win the title? No, but Tony Khan decided that was the way to go. Whether we agree with it or not, we all have our thoughts about it. But because I know that Jericho is going to drop the belt, you know, very likely in December at the next Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and clearly I think it was the way to go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can find Ringside Chaos wherever you get your podcasts. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.